This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Former President Donald Trump was asked whether or not he would consider running again in 4 years if he loses this election. He told the show Full Measure.
I think that will be it. I don't see that at all. I think that hopefully we're going to be successful.
Meanwhile, second gentleman Doug Emhoff was in the battleground state of Pennsylvania encouraging residents to vote.
We need to make sure, as Michelle Obama said, that we need to vote numbers that erase any doubt and overwhelm any effort to suppress us. So let's come out in big, huge numbers here.
A multiple shooting at a popular nightclub in Birmingham, Alabama, left 4 dead and 17 others injured. As detectives sift through multiple shell casings, they suspect one of the dead may have been the target. CBS's Christian Bevanidez explains.
There was an individual there who was targeted.
Police Chief Scott Thurmond said authorities believe the intended target was among the dead and that the shooting may have been a hit conducted in exchange for payment.
Tensions remain high on both sides of the Israel-Lebanon border. The State Department urged Americans to leave right before Hezbollah fired dozens of rockets into Israel. Daniel DeSimone of the BBC looks at the aftermath.
In northern Israel, schools have been closed until at least tomorrow night. Hospitals have been told that they can only operate in secure areas, and one hospital has been transferring patients to an underground car park. Beaches have been closed, and people have been told in some areas they need to be near secure shelters at all times.
COVID is on the rise, so how's about 4 free COVID tests? CBS's Linda Kenyon has that
story.
The Department
of Health and Human Services says the tests will be available for home delivery later this month. The exact date has not yet been set. To order, you can go to covidtests.gov. Health officials say it's a good idea to order ahead of the holidays to avoid getting COVID at a time when family and friends gather for celebrations. And also, just to be forewarned, while most Americans have some degree of immunity from prior infections or vaccinations or both, that protection does wane over time.
The Georgia mother of the teen charged with killing 4 people at Appalachie High School in Georgia has now been indicted in an unrelated case, says Tina Douglas of WSB.
The indictment accuses Marcy Gray of using tape to tie her mother to a chair to restrain her in a case out of South Georgia last November. Investigators say Gray, who faces charges of false imprisonment and criminal damage to property, was upset when her 73-year-old mother refused to accompany her to North Georgia to confront her ex-husband about losing custody of their children.
Happy fall, everybody. Today is the official day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Mags Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Until midnight tonight, the whole gang is here. We'll get back to you in just a couple of minutes. I'm excited to kick things off with a double dip of the People Brothers Band. They have a show coming up. We'll tell you the details next. It's Hot Off the Press on Mags Inc. Radio.
Hot off the press, it is, baby, ready to go. It is, baby, I don't know. Put it on my nice soul. Don't know where you've been, but I'm sure that you know where you're going. With the mouth full of words, from the word, who you want me to say? You know my love is here, you know my love is here to stay. That's it. That's it. Whoa.
all out of breath. You say you want more and more's what you're gonna get.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip to kick off the show of the People Brothers Band. That was Love Electric, or from the 2018 Love Electric album. That was Money Goes. Hot off the press. That's off their latest album,
Ooh.
Sistas and Brothers, released last year. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin, along with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello.
What's happening, Jimmy?
Hello,
I am Jimmy K. Good to see you all.
Ah, good to see you too.
Good to be back.
It is.
What an interesting day overall. 88 degrees.
In September.
And a little rain.
It's the last day of summer.
Yeah, and then it dropped to 66.
Right.
In like an hour.
Wow.
I was just outside before we went on the air.
Yeah.
It's beautiful outside. I mean, it's rainy, a little cloudy,
yeah.
But it's not bad at all. We mentioned it is the last weekend of summer, one of the best traditions in Madison, I think for like the last 40-some years, Rocker, is the Willie Street Fair.
Yeah.
And
that's fun.
People Brothers Band, they're playing the main stage tomorrow.
They are, Jimmy. Willie Street main stage tomorrow, 9:22. It's a great lineup.
Oh,
and it ends with the People Brothers Band.
Mm.
So the great lineup starts with Beth Kelly Band, Old Soul Society,
Woo-hoo!
The Mascot Theory, and then the People Brothers Band. That sounds like a stacked show.
Yeah.
I know where Terry Barr's going to be tomorrow.
I am, actually. I think I'm going to take my chair and put it there, and I'm not leaving.
Where is the main stage for Willie? I know there's a stage by the Wisco, but I think that's the Wart stage. Is the main stage down by the Crystal, or what?
It's right by
I'm trying to remember.
You know,
that's horrible.
The arcade now, right?
The arcade.
That parking lot is usually where the main stage gets held.
You know, speaking of that intersection, I miss Burrito Drive.
Oh.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well, that was a hot spot. What a bummer. Yeah.
So we do this show every week where we play local music from Wisconsin. We have people come in. We talk to them, find out what makes them tick. And tonight is like no other Max Inc. Radio night. We got guests coming in to tell us what's happening in their life and what makes them tick. Rocker, what's coming up?
Wow. Well, Terry is going to be chatting with Wisconsin photographer Andy Adams about the upcoming Photo Midwest Festival and what you can expect and see and learn. And that'll be at 6:30. 7:30 is Michael Gummel, Freezing Man, news about Joey's song in January. I want to hear if they have some new stars that they'll bring
in.
Oh,
this is going to be something to learn about. Yes.
And 8:30, we're going to reveal a few of the first songs from the new metal band, Luxury Problems. The guys will be in the studio to talk about their new project. And then live in the lair, Marsden, the full band. We've had Marsden in here solo, and now we have Marsden, the full band. And Jimmy, a little hint, the drummer is from Lords of the Trident.
Oh, that's right.
And we have a full drum set in
here
tonight.
That's why he looked familiar, even though usually you can't really see what he looks like. But I'm looking at him when he was setting up over here, and I'm thinking, why do I know you? Oh, this is going to be banging.
This is going to be great. It's always fun when there's a real drum set in the lobby of Civic Media here.
I agree.
On Saturday night. It's
a Gretsch.
Oh.
It's a what?
What do you prefer?
A Gretsch. Well, Gretsch is just a really old traditional company that's been around for years and years and years since
the brand,
Gretsch brand. And they're, you know, Gretsch is a little level above most.
Oh.
Is that like Fender in guitars or something like that, or Stratocaster?
A higher endy than a Fender.
Oh, jeepers. All right. We are in for a treat. I'll just leave it there. It's going to be amazing.
Is it the Les Paul of drums?
There you go.
I don't know if it's the Les Paul, but you'd find like a lot of the really classic big name guys used Gretsch because, you know, they were, you know, the 50s, the 60s, you know, so Gretsch really just is a great brand name, traditional, old school, been there. But yeah.
What do you have? What do you play?
I play DW.
Okay.
That's the
Fender of guitars, right?
Oh, no, they're a little more high-end.
Why am I trying to compare guitars and drum brands?
Yeah, come on, Jay.
No,
I like
fun.
Fender. I shouldn't, you know. But I'm a drummer, you know.
Yeah,
what are you going to get me to say? Fenders are great?
Yeah. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to join the fun. We'd love to hear from you tonight. You can also call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. We got music on the way from the periodicals. And Big Furnace just around the corner. These guys are playing Willie Street Fair tomorrow. Go out and see them. It's the Old Soul Society.
Woo-hoo!
Shake the blues away. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
What about this earth? What about the moon? What about
about this girl? Why are you here in my room? What about its heights? What about the ocean? What about them waves? Can't you feel it moving? Won't you move with me? Move with me all night. Oh, won't you get on up? We'll shake them boots away while we hate. Come on, shake them boots away. All right. Hey. Come on, shake them boots away. You see, all of my friends keep trying to tell me all about these things. We'll shake the blues away. Oh, yeah. Shake the blues away. All right. Get up and just shake. Oh, yeah. Shake the blues away. Oh.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Back at the beginning. sing out loud, scared of the silence and fear itself like a premonition. If I've got one regret, I haven't put my finger on it.
Civic Media, we are local music. The Periodical is out of Madison, Wisconsin, and I can't stop. No shows in the books for the Periodicals, but Raquel Illman is in the Periodicals, and you can see her solo at the Cargo Coffee Shop on Friday, September 27th with Watershed Duel. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker and Terry Barr. We got an interview coming up with Adam Adams. Did I say that right? Yeah. Andy Adams. A couple of minutes. Great interview with Andy and Terry. Right now, Miles Nielsen and the Rust Hearts.
I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Again, if you give me everything, and if everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again. If you give me everything, and if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, be clear. Put your hands up. If everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up.
Maxink on Civic Media. We are local music. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts and Hands Up. Terry Barr, some sad news from
Shocking.
Our friends
in, honestly. In fact, I had to message a friend and say, am I reading these messages right? The lead guitar player in the Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts band, Dan McMahon, the guy with the big smile, the big bear hugs, always made everybody laugh. He passed away this last week. Wow. He had been diagnosed with esophagus cancer only in June. But you know what the weird thing is? It's you think you know someone so well, and you start reading people's tributes, and his obituary has just been published as well. He has been in band since he was like in grade school. He was born in Rockford. He moved to Appleton for a time to be in a band with Corey Chisel. And of course, Corey Chisel has traveled the world. Mm-hmm. He moved back to Rockford where he played in 100 bands. And eventually he settled in with Miles. He was a founding member of the Rusted Hearts. And Rocker, how about this? He was the lead singer and lead guitar player once a month for Bunny Carlos.
Wow.
The drummer from Cheap Trick was still playing shows in Rockford. So he was part of that. He was also part of the Arts Commission in Rockford. He was booking shows at the Coronado Theater. And he won an Academy Award for scoring the music for a documentary, Undefeated.
Wow.
Wow.
He did all of that and died at just the age of 41.
Way too young.
Mm.
And we had him over on the Luther Allison stage just 2 years ago at Amherst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And I know everybody was thrilled that they were there. So thank you for that, Rocker.
I witnessed all the bear hugs he gave.
Yes. And just that smile. He always had like a little glimmer in his eye, like he was up to something. But yeah.
Have you spoke to my, I know you're friends with a lot of the band members and Miles Nielsen and Miles Nielsen himself. Have you spoken with Miles at all? Or?
No, he's been posting a lot, just really gorgeous photos of all of them together, but still saying, my heart is broken. This was my brother.
Yeah.
You know, when we first started touring, we crammed each other and everything we had into a van. And you either make it or you don't. And we were all so good together. But Dan, when he was first diagnosed, took some time off from the band. And unfortunately, he did not make it back to have another show with them since June. So it's too bad.
Cancer sucks.
We have talked about this, haven't we? It really does. And I want to let Miles and all the guys, I know they're brothers in music and their families, just let them know that we care about them and we're thinking of them.
Yeah. Amen to that, for sure. Let's transition to that, from that to telling you that we have an interview coming up that you just recorded today, Terry.
I did.
Hot off the press.
It is indeed.
tell us kind of a little preview, without giving anything away about the, Photo Midwest Fest or the Photo Midwest Festival and, Andy Adams.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I didn't realize this kind of thing is happening. And Andy is one of those in the organization that is making this happen. There's going to be something like 60 plus photographers displaying their photos. But their big deal is to get everybody off digital devices, at least for the time you're at this photo display, and to look at real pictures again.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about, remember when, you know, whoever it was in your family would actually print photos?
Yeah.
And you would be like, oh, yay, I got the photos. And then you would all sit down and look at all the pictures together.
Well, you know, before that, you actually had to go like to Star Photo over on Willie Street and have your photos developed, right?
With then Kodak, of course.
You know, you know, and then, of course, you could print your own at home with the bubble jet printer.
Wow. I remember picking up the photos when they were developed and sometimes just sitting in my car right outside of where I picked them up because I was so excited.
Well, you know, in the music industry, right, for many, many years, we didn't get, you know, emailed photos. We got slides. And you had to have a slide scanner to slide, and they're always the highest quality. And, you know, that's when photographers really spent a lot of time in photo shoots developing these really insane photo shoots for film.
Yeah.
There was no Photoshop back then.
Well, there was Photoshop starting in, like, you know, the early 90s.
Sure.
You know, but that's how you received a lot of stuff, like photos. And for us, our photographers would go out and shoot shows. They would shoot film, and we'd have to go have all that film developed, you know, so we could put it in the paper.
But with real cameras, too.
Right.
Yeah. You know, not our
film.
Yeah.
Well, that's coming up in just a couple of minutes
here.
Yeah,
he's great.
Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass. Three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Today's Random Thought, brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network is Max Inc. Radio. If you haven't already done so, make sure you get the Civic Media app. It's free at civicmedia.us. You can also find it at maxincradio.com, or just go to your favorite app store and just search for Civic Media. Get it on your phone. They're doing that text to win I think it's this coming week. The green or gold. I think that's still going on,
they,
right, Tara?
They started it last week across the Civic Media Radio Network, Monday through Friday, and it does have another week that you can try to win.
I want a text every time I hear, like, Todd Alba or Maggie Dawn or Don Savia. Because I want to win.
I know you do. You like to win.
$100 and Packer tickets.
Right.
But I can't win.
No. Wow.
Nope. Sorry.
All right.
How do they get those?
Well, we just steal them, you know?
Oh, that makes sense.
I know, we all kind of went, huh?
Well, I was like, I mean, isn't the line to get these tickets, like, amazingly long?
If you buy season tickets, you can't buy season tickets. You're like, on a line of a long list. Yeah. Excuse me.
92 years.
Yes. It's something like that.
I just pulled that number out of my butt.
No, you know it what, is something like that, though.
I read this story about this guy who was, he actually had the green and gold package out of Milwaukee for when they were at County Stadium. And he said that instead of getting on the list for the Lambeau package, he got on the list for the Milwaukee package. And he got it, like, way sooner. It was only, like less than 10 years or something. To get, like, season tickets
and
or something.
And they still have Milwaukee, what they call Milwaukee games.
Yeah, so now he's there, and you know, then he moved on and bought some other stuff. I mean, but it was just crazy. It was like the strategy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was a smart strategy.
Great strategy. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're listening, if you happen to win the Packer tickets, just call me up.
Jimmy wants to go.
I can hear it.
Tara, let's talk about some photography here. And Adams, it's a pretty cool interview we're about to play here.
Well, thank you. That's I really enjoy talking with Andy. He is in charge of the Photo Midwest Festival 2024. It kicks off this coming weekend, Friday night, and it's at this fairly new space. And he'll tell us about this space, too. But it's the Arts and Literature Laboratory at 111 South Livingston Street in Madison. Bonus programs, though, not just this weekend. They're going to be doing things photography, easy for me to say today. Wow. Photography related throughout the rest of the year, which is going to be so amazing for photographers or if you want to be a photographer.
Well, let's check it out. Photo Midwest Festival, Terry Barr with the interview.
I'd love to welcome to the show now Andy Adams of Flax Photo. And Andy is part of this very cool Photo Midwest Festival that is launching in the next weekend. He's here to tell us all about it. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Terry. How are you doing?
I am doing well. So happy to be able to talk with you about this. But I guess for anybody that hasn't heard of it, what is the Photo Midwest Festival?
Photo Midwest is a Dane County-based photography organization that has been producing photography activities in the area for more than 20 years. Core program that they've been doing, a juried biennial exhibition. And the way that works is that they bring in a national juror to Madison to jury works into a big exhibition featuring photographers from across the American Midwest. And I decided to partner with the Photo Midwest team, as well as another local arts organization, the Arts and Literature Laboratory, to not only stage this year's biennial exhibition here downtown in Madison at the Arts and Literature Laboratory, but to expand on the program and to do two additional exhibits in addition to the juried show, and then also a series of artist talks, a documentary film series, and a couple of other programs. So yeah, it's very exciting. It's happening here in Madison next weekend. Friday, September 27th and Saturday, September 28th, and all of the activities are free and open to the public.
It sounds like it's going to be obviously an exhibition. So This is good on both sides is what I guess I'm asking. People that can come in and can enjoy this beautiful art and photography, but at the same time, photographers and artists are getting a chance to share their work. What kind of feeling do you want people to get, and what can they expect when they come to the festival?
Oftentimes, one assumes it's only for people who identify as photographers, and certainly that's the case. You know, for example, on Saturday morning, we're going to start the day off with a professional practices workshop for photographers and artists. But we're actually thinking much broader than that, and we've designed a program that is for really anyone who appreciates looking at, thinking about, talking about, experiencing photography. And so really our goal is to bring as many people as possible downtown into the doors of the Arts and Literature Laboratory to look at printed photography on the walls and to hear artists talk about their work together. And above all, to cultivate that community experience, you know, the connections between the artists themselves and those in the public who simply want to learn more about the pictures that these photographers are making.
And I know you mentioned it's free and open to all. So that's another, I would say, highlight for anybody that might have interest in coming by to see what is happening there. Is there somebody particular that you think really needs to come to this?
Honestly, anyone who fancies themselves interested in the arts generally should come on down. I mean, for one thing, we're hosting this event inside of a relatively new downtown art space. The Arts and Literature Laboratory, shorthand, we call it the Art Lit Lab. And the Art Lit Lab is exciting because it's sort of under the radar, opened up over the pandemic, and we've just been sort of steadily organizing exhibitions, programs. The space itself is pretty fascinating because we do a lot more than just art exhibitions there. There are lectures, there are live music performances, there are literary events, there are workshops, educational classes, children's programming, all kinds of exciting things. So at the high level, we just want folks to come downtown and come and experience the breadth and depth of activities that can happen here in this new space, in this very new, rapidly developing part of Madison, the Capitol East Corridor, just on East Washington Avenue, you know, just slightly east of the Capitol. But specifically, you know, we're very excited for folks to come to town who might be even moderately interested in photography, just to learn more about it. We're really thinking about this festival weekend as the launch and the kickoff of a much bigger program that we're going to continue to expand after fall of 2024. And so what we're going to continue to do is to host events that will be for the public that are focused on photography exhibitions and looking at prints, artist talks. And then we're also launching a documentary film series this fall. So we've got three film screenings coming up in October, November, and December, specifically focused on photography films.
Terrific. I am talking with Andy Adams. Andy has Flax Photo, but he right now is organizing the Photo Midwest Festival. Now, when we say Midwest, I saw a list of some of the people involved. They're coming from all over.
Yeah, you know, it's a good question because depending on who you ask, I think that the Midwest is composed of, I don't know, either 12 or 13 states. I think there might be some, some disagreement on whether or not you're supposed to include Kentucky in the Midwest.
Right.
But the Photo Midwest 13th Biennial Exhibition in particular is very much focused on showcasing talent from across this part of the country. And this is something that I think is really important because for those of us that are involved in and follow the photography scene nationally and internationally, you know, the cities that get the most attention are New York, Los Angeles, Paris, London, right? These major global centers. And too often, I think that the American Midwest gets overlooked. And in fact, there's just an enormous amount of talent. And, you know, this is a wonderful place to live and to be creative and to make a life. And what this is about is really showcasing and shining a light on those image makers and artists who are practicing photography here. That'll be exciting. And then in addition to that, we're also bringing two photographers into Madison from the region. Deanna Dykeman is coming up from Kansas City to talk about some black and white family photography work of hers. And Kelly Connell is coming in from Chicago. Kelly teaches at Columbia College, and she just recently released a book with Aperture Foundation. And so the other kind of exciting angle about all of our artist talks that we're doing on Saturday, September 28th, is that each of those lectures is pegged to a recently published photography book. So those artists will be specifically talking about their photography generally, their personal work, but then also the work that they've published in these books. And each of these artists will be bringing books with them. So we're going to be having signings after each of the lectures on the 28th. So that's very exciting too.
Very, very good. Congratulations. This
Thank
sounds
you.
Really like an amazing opportunity, both for the artists and for anyone with interest in photography, as you had mentioned. Is there anything about photography that still surprises you?
That's a good question. You know, something I find myself thinking about a lot, I think photography is probably more popular in 2024 than it's ever been in the history of the medium. You know, the thing about it, though, is that most of us, I think, don't really think about the fact that for the most part, we experience photography on our screens. And most of us experience photography on a very small screen, our smartphone screen, right? With Instagram and social media and news feeds and things like this. And what I'm particularly excited about, and one of the animating factors behind this festival program, is to bring people offline together, right? To look at photography in person, but specifically really to celebrate the art and craft of printed photography. So for example, another exhibition that we're opening for the festival is something called the Flack Photo Midwest Flat File. And what that is the inaugural launch of a new program that we're developing with our Lit Lab, a flat file collection. So that's a show I've curated. There are 10 photographers from around the Midwest. And it's a print show focus on various kinds of photography printed techniques. And then in addition to that, we're launching a collector program, and we're going to have, I think, 50 prints for people to come in and browse when they come down for the festival weekend. They'll be available for purchase. And so a really core component of this is taking photography offline and really like celebrating, you know, the thingness of photography, the physical artisanal quality in photographic printmaking, and not to mention just looking at it and talking about it together, which I think is kind of a rare thing these days, you know, coming off the internet and looking at things in the same room together. It shouldn't be as rare as it is, but that's something that we're really hoping to build down here with this program.
So often you do see people looking at other people's photos on their phone because you know, you don't print as often as you used to, and it was so exciting when somebody would get their photos back from wherever and you'd gather around the table and look at everybody's photos. I have a feeling that that's what this is going to bring out, and why I think it might get people excited about seeing photos, as you're saying, offline.
Our goal has been to flood the city with photography this fall, and I'm very happy to say that we've done that. The exhibitions opened last week, and they will be on view through November 9th.
Great.
But in addition to the festival weekend, we have a lot of other programming lineup. We've got a day of photography lectures coming up in collaboration with the Wisconsin Book Festival on October 19th. And then I also mentioned that we're launching a documentary film series, and we'll have those screenings downtown at Art Lit Lab in October, November, and December. So there's just lots of activities going on. You can see the full schedule on the Art Lit Lab website at artlitlab.org. And I'll be actually writing about it in my photography newsletter, which you can find at flatphoto.news. Lots of exciting things happening here in Madison, and we're very, very excited for people to hear about them.
I'm so excited for you. Congratulations. And again, Adams with Flax Photo, telling us all about the Photo Midwest Festival. September 27th and 28th is the kickoff at Arts and Literature Laboratory, downtown Madison. Andy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Terry.
On Civic Media, we are local music. 1913 is the name of that band right there. That was Thick Zipper. Found that track off of Bandcamp. Hey, thanks to Terry Barr and Andy Adams.
Well, thanks.
Great interview, as I said. And kind of a tie-in with 1913 and the interview, Terry.
It's a cool tie-in because this new venue, newish venue, Arts and Literature Laboratory in Madison, 1913 played there not too long ago, and we talked to them about the show there. And when I was talking with Andy Adams about his upcoming Photo Midwest Festival, he was mentioning, you know, they're going to take it over with all kinds of really cool photographs by photographers from all over the Midwest. But he also mentioned, you know, they do programs, they do education, they do music. So you got to kind of love that. And 1913 does have a show coming up if you want to check them out. October 19th, they're at the Vivarium. That's that new venue in Milwaukee. 8 o'clock, it's an all-ages show. And just a little secret,
Secrets.
Although I don't think it's a secret. The drummer of 1913 is the original drummer from the Violent Femmes. And if you go up and say, I love the Violent Femmes, he will give you a hug, since we're all about hugging tonight.
And we were just talking about that off air. They were in the studio about a year and a half ago. You can search for the podcast right now at MaxIncRadio.com. Hey, coming up in the next hour, we're going to kick off the hour with some more sadness. The American Dead, we'll do a double dip of that. Of course, Aaron Ingold lost his battle with brain cancer. We'll talk about that a little bit. And Marston, he is live in the studio with the full band, Rocker. The big old drum kit is going to be really cool.
This is going to be amazing.
Oh, yes. They were in at like 4 o'clock setting up.
That is so great. Ugh.
All right, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media with the Rascal Theory now. Make believe.
You see?
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
October 12th and 13th is Waukesha Unlocked. The doors to more than 80 businesses, restaurants, and churches will be unlocked to highlight the city's architecture, history, and behind-the-scenes operations. Tour the city clean water plant or booster pumping station. On Saturday, Bill Quackenbush talks about the history of the Ho-Chunk Nation and the significance of the mounds at Cutler Park. Don't forget to turn in your trail challenge cards at City Hall to be put into a drawing for great prizes. Visit Waukesha Unlocked headquarters at City Hall between 10 and 4 on Saturday or Sunday for more information.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.